Background music there of Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right now. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it will be program number 462 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 47 degrees, and we have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in this morning and say good morning to Mr. Rick Keene. Rick, how are you doing?
Good morning, Si. Just fine, thank you. I'm just fine.
Awesome. Rick, for the benefit of the listeners, where are you at? Where do you live back home?
Well, I was born and raised in a little town north of Rochester called Pine Island, Minnesota. It's in Goodhue County. We're just east of the Mississippi River, about 30 miles as the crow flies.
Uh-huh. And that's where you still live? Are you living in the home place?
I live in Grandma and Grandpa's house. Grandma and Grandpa built the house that I live in when I moved back to Pine Island after college. I bought the house and been here ever since.
Ah, that's awesome. That's great. And, of course, you're married and a family?
Yeah, I've got a... My wife is a music teacher. She's... this is her 40th year, I think, teaching in the Catholic school system in Rochester. We've got two kids that live both... both of them live right here in town.
Okay, very good. And you went to school right there in Pine Island and everything then?
Yeah, you graduated from Pine Island High School.
Awesome.
More years ago than I'll admit.
Oh, there you go. All right. And you got started in music. How? You started in school already?
Well, I started playing in the band in high school and played all the way through high school and band. Went to the University of Minnesota, played in the band program up there, but... we had a summer band concert in Pine Island many years ago, and Ray Sands of the Polka Dots came over and brought along the library, picked a couple kids out of our summer band, school band, and we played three or four tunes, and 2 weeks later he needed a substitute, and he must have needed one bad because I was 14 years old and couldn't drive, and one of the guys in the band came and picked me up, and I substituted with the band that night and did probably 6, 8, 10 times a year until I turned 17, and then I started playing with that band full-time. Last year was 50 years with the Polka Dots.
50 years with the Polka Dots, and happily we can say Ray is still going yet, huh?
I've talked to him four or five times this winter and gone over and visited him. And he's decided that we're not going to play this year.
Oh, okay.
He's got some health issues, and so he's declined gigs this year.
Oh, okay, not booking at all right now. But thankfully, he's still living with us. Still.
Heavens, yes, he still lives alone on the farm.
Really?
But,
wow.
You know, those accordions are pretty heavy.
Oh, yes.
45 pounds, and so it's.
Well, how old would Ray be now?
92, just had a birthday this past winter.
Oh, my goodness, 92 years old. Yeah, I guess then it's almost time to start throttling it down. So, but the way he's going, he could live to be 102 yet, huh?
Could be.
setting the way for us, that's good. You bet. Well, Rick, we've got you here today. And, of course, real quickly, just following up on your history there, we met through Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. We've done some recordings, and you were on the latest one with Lester there, and turned out pretty darn good, that classic polkas and classic car. It was really fun to work together.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun. Last spring, I don't remember.
It's actually October of 2021 is when we practiced, and then we finally got together, and it came out last year in April. So, recorded it in 21.
We did have a lot of fun making that recording. Oh. Had a good bunch of musicians, and you bet.
And almost the same bunch of musicians is going to show up next Sunday for that big event down at New Ulm. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame is, I've been organizing these tribute bands the last few years. We did Elmer Scheid last year, and that was a postponement from a couple years before because of the COVID deal. And before we did that, we did Jerry Schuft and the Earl Schmidt Band. We had wonderful time and all of those, a lot of fun. Everybody had a great time. This coming Sunday, week from today, we'll be doing the Babe Wagner band. We've actually got the library out, dusted it off, had a rehearsal in Essig, Minnesota, a couple weeks ago, and we're all set to play next Sunday afternoon. We've got a couple other bands playing with us. The Wagner band, the Wagner tribute band, will play from 1 till 2:30. From 2:30 to 4, either Dane's Dutchman or Nate Fredrickson band will play. And then from 4 to 5, we'll have the Wagner band again. And then either Dane or Nate will close it out from 5 till 6.
Awesome. Very, very good. And what's really exciting for me, or to me, is the fact that there are still members of the Babe Wagner band living, and the one I'm thinking about is Don Klossner. Donnie, concertina player, of course, he was just a youngster back in the days playing with the Babe Wagner band, but I think he's like 89 now and still playing pretty sharp, huh, according to you at the practice session?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Donnie, I think, started when he was 17. I kind of started when I was 17.
Uh-huh.
I think he's 88, and he's got, his fingers don't move like they did when he was 17.
Yeah.
But we had the rehearsal, and he was doing the fill-ins and doing the harmony parts, making duets with the horns into trios, and he was just having a great time and doing a wonderful job, and he will be there playing a week from today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Who are some of the other members of the band that you expect to be there next Sunday?
Well, Don's going to play concertina with a full band, and then we got Jerry Minar, who is also going to play concertina, and he's going to play additional tunes that the band recorded in the 1940s, some of which the music is lost, so the full band can't play them. And he's going to play the recorded tunes. Mike Selecki is going to be playing piano. Gary, Bud Schrader is going to be playing bass. Myron Muehlbauer and Jerry Kale are on the reeds. Mike Wendelick is playing drums. And Marty Knockreiner is joining me on trumpet.
Oh, okay. Very good. Boy, that's an all-star band if I've ever heard of one. Wow, I recognize every name in there. So that is great.
Guys.
Yeah. And people that would like to come down, what are the hours? Where do they go? A little information about it all?
Well, like I said, it's a week from today. We start at 1 o'clock. The music goes all the way to 6. And at Turner Hall is in New Ulm. Boy, I don't know the address of Turner Hall, but it's it would be on the... to me, that's the west side of Main Street.
Yeah,
it'd be about a block from the post office, southwest, maybe a block and a half southwest of the post office. They've got a big, beautiful architecturally neat post office there in New Ulm.
Yeah,
so it'd be a block and a half southwest of there.
I know when I'm coming down for it, we come down 15, Highway 15. all the way into New Ulm, cross the river, come up to Main Street there, and take a left, and you just watch for it on the right-hand side. It's just a matter of blocks down from Highway 15 on Main Street there. So, yeah, easy to find. It's a big museum-looking place. It's not the museum, but it's the Hall of Fame building, and there's signs there and everything. So,
yeah, and it's just it would be like a block behind the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame, which is putting on this fundraiser, is a fundraiser for the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
It's about a block behind the Hall of Fame, which is in the right next to the New Ulm Library. It's actually the old library building, and it, too, is an Art Deco building with real interesting architecture.
You bet. And folks coming in there, of course, do they maintain, keep up that display in Turner Hall, like we seen when we were down there for Lester Schuff's induction a year ago, all the different personalities that have been inducted and the years that they went in, is that still there or do they move that?
All of the stuff that you saw in Turner Hall is in the museum.
In the museum, okay.
And all of the inductees, you know, the very famous ones from Prince and Bob Dylan and Lori Lyne and on and on and on it goes, are all in the museum itself.
Okay.
They were brought over for the induction ceremony in Turner Hall.
Okay.
Turner Hall is used for that. That's a very popular spot in New Ulm. It they've got events going on there all the time.
Ah, then I understand. That's very good. Another trip to New Ulm to see the Music Hall of Fame, then, to see all of that. But, boy, that was incredible.
You let me know, and I'll meet you there.
There you go. Okay, sounds good. Well, you guys were practicing some numbers. Can you give us, I know you don't want to give away the whole package. People have to come to hear this. But some of the songs that they might hear that people say, yep, that's a Babe Wagner tune.
Yeah, you bet. We I'm happy to tell you. We got, of course, the Chicago Waltz. Donnie pulled out this tune called The Yodeler's Landlord that nobody in the band had ever heard before, and we cut through that. That's really cool. The band's theme song, The Midnight Waltz.
Oh, yes.
Which is a favorite of mine, the Matilda Polka, Hard to Get Tempo, Skip Polka, which was written by Sweet Wagner. That's one of his compositions, Beer Bucket. Jaybird Polka, I know I'm going to mispronounce this, Andulko Safarova, which is a Czech number that hardly anybody ever plays anymore, and the Blackbird Waltz, Silk Skirt Waltz. Those are real beautiful old waltzes.
Well, you mentioned the Jaybird's Polka. I'm looking at this latest CD by the Babe Wagner Band featuring Donnie Klossner, and the Jaybird's was on there, and that's a great one. How about any, like the Springflower Waltz or Policeman's?
Yes, we're going to play Springflower Waltz, Dutch Festival, Westphalia.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Don Klossner arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Hawk. The band always started with New Ulm, Black Hawk, and I think Landlord Number 20.
Okay.
The first set they always played, no matter where they were. So we'll have to play that as the first set, just out of for old time's sake, I suppose. And I think we're going to play Dry Horse Spits.
Uh-huh.
And we've Upside Down Polka, Morning Star, Putzig.
Yeah.
I think we've got probably 30 or 40 tunes.
Oh, man.
We've picked out there. So
no intermissions. You're going to have to play straight through to get them all in.
Oh, we'll try to get them all in. I suppose we'll get a request or two.
But, sure, sure.
The old Wagner Library, Jerry Minar has it, is in kind of, as you could well imagine, is in kind of tough physical shape. So some of the tunes are... need a little work before they can be played. The music and the paper and the writing itself is just pretty hard to use.
So you bet.
We had to pick and choose which tunes we could do.
Absolutely. And boy, if music could talk, huh? I mean, where the Wagner Band is renowned for just being one of the how would you describe them? It's one of the original Minnesota polka bands, New Ulm Band. I mean, when you talk about them, probably Whoopi John, Elmer Scheid, Babe Wagner is right in the conversation.
Well, a lot of people think that the Wagner Band was kind of the genesis of a lot of those bands. Whoopi started before that, but the Wagner Band, you know, was playing. Elmer was one of their, was the concertina player, one of the concertina players before Don started playing with them. Cliff Mathewitz played after Elmer, but Elmer left the Babe Wagner Band to start his own band. And the Wagner Band recorded either 16 or 18 records, 78s, with the Columbia label in the late 40s, and Babe himself passed away in 49. And so all the other bands that started after that, you know, the Dorschner Band and Elmer Scheid's band, the Polka Dots, on and on and on it goes. You know, all of those bands with a four-horn front row, they all started after the Wagner Band. And when Babe was inducted into the International Polka Association Hall of Fame here two or three years ago, that was mentioned, that his band was kind of the genesis of all these other bands getting going.
That is so awesome. Yeah, yeah. Well, Rick, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Great, wonderful.
All right, so the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is a double feature. Yes, the Benny or Blazer brats and the Johnny brats, just in time for graduation weekend. Yes, they are both so juicy and flavorful in the frying pan, in the oven, or on the grill. This week, come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Yes, graduation weekend for the colleges of St. Ben's and St. John's is just days away. Congratulations to all the successful graduates as you enter that next step in life. Also, Mother's Day is just a couple of weeks away. There are a lot of nice meal selections at the St. Joe Meat Market to treat mom to. And if you can't decide what to get mom for her special day, remember that the St. Joe Meat Market always has gift cards, always the perfect gift. They come in any size that you want, and they never expire. And also this week, while supplies last, pre-cut, fresh frozen T-bone steaks are just $9.99 per pound. That's a great price. Just think of your grill sizzling away with some of those mouth-watering T-bones. It makes me hungry just talking about them. Again, that is all for you at the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. Rick, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We put up one of those nice packages. We'll send it out to you. Hope that you and the wife, those around you, enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Oh, boy, that's my mouth is watering.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, great. Well, this week, snap your finger and it's going to go by. So again, big music performance coming up with the Babe Wagner Band at Turner Hall a week from today, Sunday. And I won't make it there, you know, because of my work schedule here. But boy, my heart is going to be right there with you. You know, we had so much fun recording with that Lester Schuft recording. And I can just imagine just about every musician is the same. And these guys are just so talented, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're really talented. And a special thing that I didn't mention earlier was there's a gentleman by the name of Eric Whitman, who is Babe Wagner's grandson, who lives in New Prague, still has his grandfather's trombone.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Moran is going to be playing that trombone on our deal next Sunday. So he'll be playing Babe's trombone next Sunday, as well as doing video recording of the whole deal. So.
Oh, that's neat. Now, this video recording, is that going to be available? Does Steve just do it for the hall, or do they put it out for a reproduction? Or
I'm sure it'll be up. I'm sure he'll put it on YouTube. You can watch the Elmer Scheid one on YouTube. He did that as well. He's Steve's a wonderful technician at recording and videography and all that kind of stuff, and he records everything. So
okay.
I'm sure it'll be on YouTube.
All right. And for the folks, and I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but Donnie got a bunch of CDs from me. The last recording there, Greetings from an Old Friend, that features the Babe Wagner Band featuring Donnie Klossner on the concertina. It was their last great studio recording, and I provided a whole bunch of those for Don, and they will be for sale there at the Turner Hall. People saying that, you know, we've not been able to ever take home any music by the Babe Wagner Band. Those will be available there. So that's another little perk for going to the big performance.
Right. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I knew that Don had those and you'd provided them. And I'm sure that they can, if they can't make it there that day, they can always get a hold of your music service. And
oh, yeah.
Send them one too.
We have them on hand. That is true. So, Rick, a little bit more about you just before we let you run. We're going to play some music here by the Wagner Band. But, boy, awesome trumpet player. I don't know. You've been a well-kept secret up here in central Minnesota, I guess just because you played with Ray Sands down there in Rochester area, so we've not gotten to see you up this way. But, boy, you do a nice job on that trumpet.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm retired now, so it's kind of my hobby. Jerry Cale told me one time I should write down all the bands that I'd played with. The old-time dance bands that I played with, because I did earn my way through college playing with the band. And I think I'm up to about 48. It's not quite 50, anyway.
Okay.
And right now I play with a couple 17-piece jazz bands in Rochester and fill in once in a while with other bands in the area. And I also play with the Rochester City Band. And I played many years with the Chatfield Brass Band, and so it's a wonderful hobby, and you get to meet an awful lot of great people.
And who did you mention was the other trumpet player that's going to be there next Sunday?
Marty Nachreiner.
Marty Nachreiner, yeah. He played with Carl for a number of years and done some time with Brian Brigham and in a lot of bands, too. Had his own recordings, and so a wonderful trumpet player.
A fine musician, wonderful concertina player as well.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And Reed man, too, because sax and clarinet, you bet, he's really good.
Yeah, he does
Ranger,
it all.
He does it all.
That is great. Are there any more of the former Wagner musicians living yet that you know of?
Don Burkhart passed away a couple years ago. Don played trumpet with them. I think he left the Wagner Band to play with Whoopi John.
Yeah.
I kind of think that Don might be the last one, although there might be one other. Gary Schrader is the tuba and bass man is the historian from New Ulm, and he would know if there's any others. But if they did, I don't think they were regular members of the band.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. A lot of times there were people, you know, at the end that would fill in just a job or two and probably still living, so I understand that. But for the most part, the original Wagner bands, of course, Babe we knew was, trombone, and was he trumpet too? Or
He did play a little bit of trumpet. His brother, Swede, was a fantastic trumpet player and arranged music as well as anybody. A lot of the arrangements in that library are his, and I think most people would consider him to be as good of an arranger out there as ever was. He just knew how to voice the instruments. He knew the ranges of the instruments and how to get the best tones and so on and so forth, and he was great. They also had a brother that played sax with a band. They called him Juju, and there was, I think they had a sister was by the name of Ardell who played piano with the band for a while, too.
Yeah, so and a little footnote there, I know that Jill Wagner, who is Swede Wagner's daughter, is still living, lives in New Ulm. I believe she's in assisted living now, but I've met her a few years ago with Donnie Klostner, and wonderful personality, great person. So a little bit of history left from the band yet.
Yeah, she's coming to the gig.
Is she? Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, Don said that she was coming.
Ah, that's great. That is great. Well, good. Well, we've just about reached that time where we have to save a little time for playing music. Rick, as you look back over your career, some great highlights, I'm sure. You got one for us today. I don't remember what you told us in the past sessions, but...
I'm going to tell you exactly the same one I told you the last time.
All right.
The band took a trip to Polka Dots took a trip to Europe.
Yeah.
Play over there at the Oktoberfest and so on and so forth. And I met my wife on that trip, and we've been married for over 40 years now. So
awesome. And is she holding a gun to your head as you're saying that story, or is that coming from the heart?
No. She's out dragging grandkids around.
Oh, very good, very good. And your wife's first name again?
Jean.
Jean, very good. Rick and Jean Keene. Okay, Very, very nice. Well, good. Well, Rick, we want to, you know, anything else that you want to interject or anything that comes to mind before we let you run?
No, I just encourage everybody to come next week and have a good time, and look forward to seeing everybody there. And thank you very much for helping us, Cy, promote this fundraiser for the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame.
You bet. And the one thing I didn't mention or bring up, you are a member of the Hall of Fame. You're on the committee or the board. Is that right?
Right. I'm not an inductee into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, but I am on the board of directors.
Oh, okay.
Myself and six or eight other folks.
Oh, okay. Yep. And you guys do a wonderful job, just a great job. So, Rick, we want to thank you for taking time out today and joining us on this Musicians Come and Play program. You know what? I've told you this before in the past. The same still holds true. If the good Lord is willing, he leaves us two alone here, that we're still here. We'll do it again sometime. How's that?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You have a great day. Good luck with the performance next week. We'll send them all down your way.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Rick. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And there he goes, Mr. Rick Keene, our 462nd guest on our Musicians Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Babe Wagoner Band in just a moment. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 462nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And Rick Keene, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. What a great guest. Yes, fun time. Rick, just a great brass person, plays trumpet, flugelhorn, and a little trombone, and he just does an awesome job. Had the opportunity to work with Rick on the Lester Schuft recording, and really pleased to call him a good friend. You bet. So, with 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, time to swing into the music of the Babe Wagoner Orchestra. We're going to feature music today off of their latest recording, Greetings from an Old Friend. And we're going to start out with the first selection on that recording, and it's one called The Policeman's Polka, the Babe Wagoner Orchestra. Thank you. Wagner Band, and that features Donnie Klausner on the concertina, and that's just a sample of what you're going to hear next Sunday at Turner Hall at New Ulm at that Minnesota Music Hall of Fame reunion band. Yes, the reunion band of the Babe Wagner Band. Good chance you'll probably hear this one as well. Donnie Klausner does this one on the solo. It's the Buttons and Bellows Landler. Babe Wagner there, Donnie Klausner on the concertina, and that is one called The Buttons and Bellows Landler. Right now, another one that Rick mentioned that they're probably going to do, it's one called The Jaybirds Polka. Babe Wagner and the orchestra. Thank you. The Babe Wagner Band, yes, featuring Donnie Klossner. Boy, that is some good. As old-time music goes, that's as good as it gets. You bet. Some great stuff. And, yeah, you'll be able to see that next Sunday at Turner Hall in New Ulm as the Babe Wagner Band is the reunion band being featured, the big performance next Sunday. And they have two spots in the afternoon that they'll be playing. And Donnie Klossner himself will be there, you know. And you won't have too many more opportunities in life to ever see the Babe Wagner Band, the library performed and featuring the original concertina player from the last days of the recordings there, Donnie Klossner himself. Only 17 years old back in the days when the band folded up. And now Donnie, 88 is what Rick said. And Donnie said, I don't know if I can do this. And Rick said, well, you have to. Number one, I'm not going to let you not do it. Number two, it's on all the advertisements that you're going to be there. And number three, you know, who else can do the part? And so Donnie says, well, I'll give it a try. And I was going to play three or four numbers. Well, at the practice session, he played them all. And he said, that wasn't too bad. So look forward to seeing a great performance with Donnie Klossner and the Babe Wagner Band next Sunday. 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Jeannie Bonvig and the gang. And yes, we got to be part of the trip last week. We listened to Randy do the ad down in Branson. We were on the bus and listening to the ad, and yeah, it was very special. We had on dignitaries, you might say. We had the crew from Jasper's Theater up in Park Rapids. So Auntie Kriebsagen and Knut and also Lynette, they were there and did part of their performance for us on the bus and in one of the theaters that night, in the restaurant, actually, it was. And, oh, we just had so much fun with all of that. And so that was actually Dick and Darlene from Park Rapids, along with Lynette Guida, who owns the theater, and they're such nice people. And we made plans already in July and August. There are two trips going to Jasper's. Jeannie Bonfig is going to those both occasions. I think we're going to be on the 27th one, and also in August she's got another trip going. So just get a hold of Jeannie if you'd like to be part of that. Should be a great time. Maybe listeners would like to be part of this Branson experience. Well, Jeannie B's Tours is booking for the fall in the Ozarks, Branson and Eureka Springs, and that leaves October 16th. And then there's also a Branson Christmas, November 10th, and also the holidays, Branson departing December 4th. So, November 10th tour includes the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas Show. A Nashville Christmas is filling out also at this time. So don't wait too long, like Jeannie said, and we witnessed it firsthand. She was getting calls all the time and folks booking not one or two, but as high as 20 or more seats on these buses. And we had 35 on our bus. I think it was a total of 35 of us. And when you start getting groups of 20, it doesn't take long to fill a bus. So if you have a hunch that you want to go on any of these trips, don't wait. Just give Jeannie a call. It's like she told us, you don't need to pay today. The day that I have to sign for the bus, or if other people that it's over full, then I'll call you, and then you have to make your decision. But in the meantime, just get your name on the list. You have first chance then to get on any or all of these trips. So in 2023, so many many people want to get out, see places, laugh, and create some memories. Jeannie B's summer vacations, minications, down cruising down the river, train rides, musical shows at Minnesota venues, thrift shop hops, and more extended tours. For included Medora Musical Memory Tour, Mississippi River Cruise, and because of guest demand, a second New England Fall Color and Rails and Trails has seats available, but you need to call now. So, if you're thinking of joining any of these trips, they're also taking reservations for extended tours in 2024, Alaska, Hawaii, Ireland, Canadian Rockies, and more. Just give Jeannie a call. And I got to scroll back and find her phone number. And I should know it by heart, but I don't. And I find it here. Let me back further. All right. Come on. There it is. All right. Jeannie B's Tours, you want to write this down. 320-345-1581. 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, you bet. Yeah, fun time. Oh, golly. And you ask any of the folks that were along on the bus, and everybody, the same response. We all had a good time. I'll tell you, after traveling those 6 days with all the folks, we just felt like family, the whole works of us. So, yeah, great times. Jeannie B's Tour is proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And the music continues right now with the Babe Wagner Band, another great old-time polka with the Babe Wagner Band. It's one called the Putzig Polka. The Babe Wagner Band with the Putzig Polka. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Yes, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. Helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, always with new Hustlers in stock. And boy, I was out there just before I went on the Branson trip, and he has got sheds full of them, you bet. He said if he gets any more in, they're going to be piled up outside. You might ask, why a Hustler? You know, what is the advantage of a Hustler? Well, the Hustler advantage, smooth track steering, you bet. Developed over decades of experience, precision control, designed to help trim and maneuver easily around obstacles. They have integrated park brake. Hustler was the first to integrate the parking brake into the twin lever design. This design was patterned for years and continues to be a great safety measure for operators. Fabricated decks. Our fabricated welded steel decks are designed to handle harsh conditions. Heavy gauge steel and reinforced impact areas help prolong the life of the deck. And I can speak from experience. I have two Hustlers. And yes, I step onto those, and it's like stepping onto the sidewalk. They are solid. I mean, they are built so strong. I've been on other mowers, other brands, and you can just feel how flimsy they are. So, yeah, check out that Hustler. Tough frame. Fabricated welded steel frames, thick front axles and forks with heavy-duty casters, yokes helps your mower last for years. Our frames are tested for thousands of hours on concrete test tracks with inclines and embankments. Simple design. Who wants something you can't work on yourself? More engineering doesn't always mean more parts or more complexity. Quite the opposite. Hustler Engineer, our mowers for easy serviceability. They have the flip-up seat pans, removable floor pans, and vented pulley covers. And precision cut quality. Decks are not only tough, but engineered to give homeowners a clean, crisp cut. This comes from decades of learning how the airflow inside the deck stands grass blades up during the cut. Make your neighbors jealous with a beautifully manicured yard and well-defined stripes. And that's for you from Hustler, you bet. Just first-hand information. And, of course, they carry residential mowers, and they have the commercial brand mowers as well. And you can buy either one. You bet. You want to have what the big guys are using to cut the big properties, the commercial properties. Kevin has them both there. Hustler. And, of course, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, so don't forget about that. If you need service on your machine, he can fix you up with that. And, of course, he took on that Eagle line of battery-powered equipment, 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So weed trimmers and chainsaws and blowers and the whole package there. Self-propelled mowers. He's got them all. Check it out. That's Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And for more information, you can give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More music from the Babe Wagner Band. Right now, it is one called the Spring Flower Waltz, the Babe Wagner Orchestra. Spring Flower Waltz. Good stuff for you there. Going to have to close up this edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with a real classic. It's one called The Old Timer's Landler, the Babe Wagner Orchestra. Thank you. Wagner Orchestra with one called the Old Timers Landler, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that takes us to 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 49 degrees here in central Minnesota.